Don Cornelius died early yesterday morning of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. To understand the revolution that Cornelius brought to America, you have to imagine what television sounded like and looked like before he got on the airwaves. The country was watching Marcus Welby, Gunsmoke, and Bonanza, and for music, they could tune in to the enormously popular Lawrence Welk Show.
And one, and two, and...
Or, if they wanted to hear the newest pop music and dance, they had American Bandstand. Remember, this is before the days of MTV, before Solid Gold and the Solid Gold Dancers or the VH1 Dance Machine. In the late 60s, Don Cornelius was a journalist who wrote passionately about the civil rights movement and its ambitions. He also noticed with irritation that millions of black Americans watched television every night and didn't see many of the artists they listened to on their record players, didn't hear the funky blending of gospel and R&B that is soul music. He decided to change that, and in 1970 created a show in Chicago called Soul Train. It went into syndication nationally a year later.
Soul Train, the hippest trip in America.
The smooth, deep sounds of Don Cornelius' voice, the thick-rimmed glasses beneath an enormous afro. For millions of Americans, Soul Train was appointment television. And you had to clear out the living room so you could dance or sometimes stumble along with those smiling dancers. Soul Train was one of the first shows to focus primarily on black musicians. Curtis Mayfield, James Brown, Smokey Robinson, Gladys Knight, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. And Aretha Franklin owes some portion of her enormous success to Don Cornelius and his show.
Pharaoh's army, they got drowned in the sea one day. Yeah, yes, they did. Oh,
But the dancers were all colors, every color, and it wasn't just African Americans who came on the show to perform. Bands like Duran Duran were there, and musicians like David Bowie. For many of us, we grew up trying to solve the Soul Train scramble board and guess the name of that night's guests. And it's nearly impossible to go to a wedding, even now, without watching a recreation of the Soul Train line. People lining up in two rows while dancers pass in between and strut their stuff. Don Cornelius helped make MTV possible, but he also helped open up the recording industry and the airwaves to all colors and all kinds of music. Actor and music promoter Dwayne McClary writes, "He was our Dick Clark, and Soul Train was our American Bandstand." Cornelius retired as the host of the show in 1993, and Soul Train went off the air in 2006. But the Don Cornelius revealed by his death was darker and infinitely in more pain than the smiling MC we saw on his show every week. He had significant health problems, suffered a stroke, and underwent a 21-hour operation to correct a congenital malformation in his brain. In his divorce papers in 2009, he reportedly wrote, "I am 72 years old. I have significant health issues. I want to finalize this divorce before I die." But Cornelius will likely not be remembered for the manner of his death, but for the decades of joy he brought to millions who boarded the Soul Train every week to hear the best music on television and dance along in their homes. Farewell, Don. Hope the music is funky wherever you are.
And as always, in parting, we wish you love, peace, and soul.